McQueen thought for a moment. He had to admit, his time in Radiator Springs hadn't been all bad. Still, he couldn't really imagine himself living there. I understand you need to recharge the old batteries, but, you know, after a while, why didn't you go back?
I fell in love, Sally said simply.
McQueen's tires deflated a little.
Corvette? No.
Sally drove to the edge of the cliff.
I fell in love with this.
McQueen followed her and looked down.
Whoa.
Below them, Radiator Springs was a glistening green oasis at the base of a towering mountain range. The setting sun made the breathtaking waterfall sparkle in the distance. Beyond Radiator Springs, cars zipped by on the interstate, oblivious to the beautiful scene.
Look at that, McQueen said to himself. They're driving right by. They don't even know what they're missing.
40 years ago, Sally said, that interstate down there didn't exist. Back then, cars came across the country a whole different way.
How do you mean? McQueen asked.
Well, the road didn't cut through the land like that interstate, Sally explained. It moved with the land. You know, it rose, it fell, it curved. Cars didn't drive on it to make great time. They drove on it to have a great time.
McQueen was quiet. His whole life was about speed. The idea of driving slowly, for fun, was strange.
What happened?
The town got bypassed just to save 10 minutes of driving, Sally said.
McQueen imagined what the Wheel Well and Radiator Springs must have been like when they were thriving.
How great would it have been to see this place in its heyday?
Oh, Sally said in a soft, sincere voice. I can't tell you how many times I've dreamed of that. But one of these days we'll find a way to get it back on the map.
Hey, listen, McQueen said thoughtfully. Thanks for the drive. I had a great time. It's kind of nice to slow down every once in a while.
You're welcome, Sally said, smiling. The two cars headed back to town in silence, enjoying the view.